Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A locally based bank with 18 locations in the Buffalo and Rochester areas will merge with a larger upstate bank. The Buffalo News reports Evans Bank will be acquired by NBT Bank, the financial institution based near Binghamton, which has 154 locations in New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Maine. In terms of assets, NBT has $13.5 billion. Evans has $2.26 billion. The deal requires approval from regulators and shareholders.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Chautauqua County Sheriff's deputies say two Dunkirk residents face extensive narcotics charges following a parole check. Officers reportedly contacted sheriff's deputies and Dunkirk City Police after narcotics were found in the East 2nd Street apartment. A search warrant was subsequently executed, and authorities say they recovered quantities of fentanyl, cocaine, and crack cocaine. Facing several charges are 26-year-old Christian Horta Romero and 45-year-old Onyx Lopez Ortiz. And the University of Buffalo is the first institution in the SUNY system to offer a major in Indigenous Studies. School officials say the bachelor's program will examine Indigenous nations globally, address environmental concerns related to the land, and specialize in Haudenosaunee languages and governance. While the new degree wasn't established exclusively for Indigenous peoples, a goal of the program is to recruit Indigenous students throughout the Great Lakes region. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.